Justin Fluke back with you, now joined by Coach Jonathan Rodvelt. Time to talk Troy boys basketball. And unlike a lot of teams, at least the Troy basketball team has been able to play a game this week or in the last 2 weeks. The record for the Troy boys now 5-3 on the season. They're 3-1 in the Twin Valley League. And Coach, obviously it's been crazy with the weather, but you got a game in on Monday and you got a win. You beat Onega in the opening round of your TBL tournament at Onega, 54-29, the final score. It had to be good just to get back on the court, and despite the layoff, your team played pretty well, look like, huh?
Defensively, I thought we did pretty well. We kind of followed the game plan. We know going into this that, you know, there's going to be all these games back-to-back, and so we wanted to really preserve legs as well. So we got some guys in and tried to keep our top seven or eight, tried to keep them real fresh and, you know, on the court enough to kind of get a flow of things, but then on the other side, getting that rest to preserve them for, apparently tomorrow now. You know, defense I thought was pretty good. Offense, because the lack of practices wasn't very smooth, overall. We missed a lot of layups. You know, it's just kind of one of those games. Everybody's in the same position right now, just not very many practices, and nobody is in you know, game shape like they should be. Pretty happy overall. We had some guys step up. Ganonbo had a good game as well. And you know, he's got long hands and athletic, and Seth Judd hustles like crazy 24/7. And he's kind of the motor that really goes for us, especially in the backcourt. You know, pretty happy with how we played overall, and there's lots to work on, you know, we've got so little time to get ready for Axtell.
Yeah, it was great to start out that game, I know, on a 15-2 run to kind of set the tone. And you mentioned Axtell, your next opponent on Wednesday as you continue in the TBL tournament. And a good opponent, one that you haven't faced yet in your league game against Axtell this season. But, you know, again, a day without any practice Tuesday. So what do you tell your team, I guess, and try to make sure they're ready to give their best effort against Axtell now on Wednesday?
Well, I've always tried to paint the picture about being in the Twin Valley League, that it's so tough, as we all know. You know, every game, every week, every season is going to be a dogfight, no matter who you play, for at least three quarters, is what I always think. You know, there's only real separation between upper teams and the lower teams in the league, you know, somewhere in the third quarter, probably. So we always look at playing teams like Axtell and Centralia and Hanover and you know, whoever is up at the top, and some years that changes. We always look at that as an opportunity, right? To play some of the best teams in the league, because there's other places in the state that, you know, a team may be playing well and they just don't get to play a top team in the state to really be able to prove themselves. And we get to do it, I mean, almost every single week against somebody. So we know that Axtell loves to run the floor, and we like to play fast too. But with our youthfulness, we'll say, and we're a little bigger overall this year. We got some post players. We don't zip it up and down the floor 24/7 like we used to. We kind of got to pick our spots to get out and run. So it'll be a little different approach than years past against them, because we, you know, usually we just, as athletic as they are, we're pretty athletic too. And we still are, but our strengths are a little different, in that we got some muscle and we can be a little more possession based, which is really good for us, because we need to swing the ball offensively and slow it down just a tad and learn how to execute, because, you know, looking down the road, these mostly younger guys, sophomores and juniors, and even a freshman, they're going to be older next year, and that all carries over. So you always look at the short term and how you can get better now and what's going to benefit you now, but you're always developing and looking forward to the future and having everything set up for, you know, not just one season. or the beginning of a season, but also looking at the end of the season and where you want to be and where you want to be next year, as well as looking at this year also. So, you know, it's, we really look forward to it. I love playing in this league. Just really, really good competition 24/7. And I think you should, that's what you should want to be. You should want to play against the best. You should want to be the best and always strive to somehow look for that edge, that advantage, and just being a competitor is what we really try and preach. And you know, I think that's a valuable lesson for life in general.
You bet. Well, hopefully good success the rest of this week, closing out your final Twin Valley League tournament. Coach, best of luck. Thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you.
Jonathan Rodveld of the Troy Boys. The locker room chats on KNZA are brought to you by Anderson Meats, by the Exchange Bank, also by the Troy Booster Club, John's Market, and Kinsey Farms.